Was this a strong week overall?
I think relative, it was relative to the previous week, it was strong, but relative to historical strength, it was not a strong week. But it's good to see things on the increase. A lot of that had to do with the area that we opened up, so there was more area to fish in, and easier for the or not or more possible for the fishermen to find the fish. So we saw that, and plus the chum and the coho returns are building at this time, and the sockeye is declining, but we still got more sockeye than the week before. Yeah.
Yeah, it certainly looks like the fall chum are arriving.
Yeah, we're seeing that, and the fishermen are giving nice reports of good-sized fish, big fish coming in, like the traditional 9 or 10 pound fall chum. They are on their way, and I pay attention at this time of year to what happens in the lower end in 15C, which is Point Sherman South. And I left a lot of that area open. There isn't much effort down there, but at the same time, finding out the proportion of fish that are caught down there, both the chum and the coho, and it gives me an indication of the incoming run strength. So I pay attention to that, and it's looking, cohos are down, but the chum actually numbers, the coho really haven't come in as strong like they should be. But the chum numbers are increasing and boding well. We hope for a good fall chum return.
A big boost in pinks caught this week, 13,000 from 2,200 around last week. How do you explain that?
That's totally driven by the fact that I opened up Lutac. So, that's where the pinks were. Everybody knew they were up there, and I was holding off on that. Unfortunately, because of the low sockeye numbers at Chilkoot. So, opened that up as far as I could. The sockeye are pretty much all through at Chilkoot Weir, probably 98% of them. But I'm still holding back, at the White Rock rather than all the way to the river's mouth.
You mentioned that the sockeyes are almost all through up there. Though there was a pretty strong comparatively sockeye harvest this week. It more than doubled from last week. What's going on there?
Well, that's Chilkat sockeye primarily. It's not Chilkoot sockeye being harvested anymore. I don't have a good reliable stock breakdown up in the upper end yet for this one, but I'm willing to bet that it's probably 95 or 98% Chilkat sockeye. And those fish are still around. They were even catching them down in 15C, so they're still coming in and they'll continue to trickle through.
Are you still waiting to meet the minimum escapement goal on the Chilkat?
Yeah, we're at 52,700 or something like that, and that's a good high number. It's actually projecting out to escapement of about 125, somewhere around there. I don't know if we'll make it. I think that there was the tail end of this run. The Chilkat run is weaker than normal, and so I'd be surprised if we get over 100,000 in there, but 125 would be really nice.
So you mentioned that the coho are starting to arrive, though still in fairly low numbers. But there is a sport fishing event with the coho coming up.
Yeah, the sport fishing, they're having a derby, which I think is the first coho derby. They think they had an all-fish derby a while ago, but this is the first one that's really focused on coho, and I guess we have to do something like that with the with Chinook numbers way down and the cancellation of the Chinook fishery. And so it's interesting to see what's going on with that. It starts on September 10th, I think, and goes to October 29th.
And you had mentioned, so we're kind of coming toward the end of the season here, that what is typically a conflict between gear groups is a little bit different this year.
We're at a terminal fishery, and so gear that's in front of us, in front of the gillnet fleet, and in front of my district, is harvesting the same fish that will come and escape into this area, whether it's the seiners harvesting pinks and sockeye or chum or whatever they harvest, or the trollers harvesting coho. And those fish are being hit before they get into the waters that I manage. I speak a lot with the different managers in both in Sitka and in Juneau, trying to raise concerns, preliminary concerns on in this case on for coho. But there's a lot of effort on the inside waters right now with the trollers going after the coho, and not a lot of information yet on the run strength either in burners or in Chilkat. So I'm by nature very conservative, and when I see a lot of effort going on, I wonder if they're overfishing. But I don't really know. They assure me that they are not. But at the same time, I have to manage it here for what actually arrives, where they're on a mixed stock fishery out there, and we track it by coded wire tags, so we have some idea of what the stocks are with the trollers, which is really nice. So we do manage that way and manage the fishery a little bit. But at the same time, the effort seems really high and very intense right now on the coho, and we're just hoping enough to get through for both for our fishery and for escapement.